From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea, in for Ed Gordon. There's a new president in Mexico, but many citizens aren't happy about the official victory of conservative Felipe Calderón. Mexico's highest electoral court officially declared Calderón the winner on Tuesday after a bitterly contested election that took place back in July. But Calderón's opponent, the leftist politician Andrés Manuel López Obrador, refuses to concede defeat. Obrador has vowed to set up a parallel government. His supporters are continuing mass protests and civil disobedience. We'll have more on the ramifications of the election results in just a moment, but we begin with an update from NPR's Lourdes García Navarro. She joins us from Mexico City. Welcome, Lourdes.
Hello.
So what is the impact? Just kind of set a scene for us about what's going on right now in terms of how people are processing this court decision.
Well, you know, as has been the case throughout this election and post-election period, people are extremely divided about what has happened. Felipe Calderón was declared by Mexico's top electoral court the winner of the July 2nd election, and his supporters, of course, were celebrating. A lot of average Mexicans also were relieved that this had finally been resolved. But for the supporters of Andrés Manuel López Obrador, this is a disaster, and they vow that they're going to fight on. You know, they are continuing to occupy the Zócalo, which is the main square in Mexico City. And I went down there yesterday to talk to some of his supporters to get a sense of how long they were going to continue these protests and what exactly their grievances were. And it was very interesting, you know, because while there are less people there than has been the case in the past, you know, people seem a lot more committed than they were in the past. And I think that's because a lot of these sort of people that, you know, were going to try as long as they could to try and get their candidate in power have sort of faded away, and the hardcore supporters have been left behind. And some of the people that I've spoken to say, listen, you know, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, we believe he was robbed of the presidency. We're going to fight to overthrow Felipe Calderón and not allow him to become president, if indeed that happens on December 1st. And beyond that, there are a lot of issues that Andrés Manuel López Obrador represents for us. And there's a lot of issues that we feel that this is the only way we are going to be heard.
You know, the idea of being robbed of an election is something that people in the United States have recently dealt with. Some people say our election system is fine. Other people say it's totally flawed. Who do these two men stand for, or what do they stand for?
Well, you know, Mexico's election, you know, it was very funny when the top electoral court made their decision this week. One of the judges said that there are no perfect elections, and she went on to talk about that. And I think all the judges really wanted to bolster the idea that Mexico's electoral system is just fine. But of course, there's a lot of discussion here about how this could have come about and how they can fix it. You know, Mexico had a history of rigged elections. It's different than the United States in that sense, because it really had a lot of corruption in the past, ballot stuffing, and they worked very, very hard to create institutions like the top electoral body and the court that are supposedly independent, who can make judgments on just these kinds of issues. Andrés Manuel López Obrador has really tried very hard to discredit these institutions. He says that the system is flawed. So that has created a lot of consternation in Mexico about where to go from here. Felipe Calderón, who's a conservative, a former energy minister, he's Harvard educated, you know, he says that those institutions are just fine and supports them, obviously, because they gave him the victory.
You talk about the Zócalo, the public square where people gather to voice their opinions. How many people do you estimate are there, or what sorts of things are they doing in the public square?
What they've done is they've set up a sort of tent city, and each tent has representatives from each state in Mexico. And they've set up makeshift kitchens. They have, laundry lines set up because people, you know, are sleeping there overnight. And they're you know, living and eating there and waiting every night for Andrés Manuel López Obrador to speak to them, which he does at 7 p.m. local time. What he's telling them at the moment is that on the 16th of this month, he will be announcing his alternative government. He is going to be announcing another cabinet, and he seems to be heading in the direction of declaring himself president by his own mandate.
President by his own mandate. What would it mean for Mexico, which has been in constant negotiations with the United States about trade, about immigration, which also has ties to Latin American nations on trade, which is a growing world power, to have kind of a factional government. What does this mean for Mexico?
President Bush was one of the first people after the contested election. I mean, I think he called Felipe Calderon to congratulate him about 2 days after the July 2nd vote when it was still up in the air and he had not been declared president-elect. And he has called him again today to congratulate him on his win. But, you know, what many analysts are saying is that it's extremely important for the United States to really engage with Mexico and try and strengthen its democratic institutions in as much as they can. One analyst that I spoke to said, if this gets bad enough, if this gets violent, if this really goes, you know, south, what happens with the political situation in Mexico has a direct correlation on, you know, the United States because they are so close. You know, billions of dollars of trade and, you know, millions of Mexicans in the United States.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reporting from Mexico City. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.